I'd like to begin by asking you about the genesis of this piece. Where did it start with Christoph's ideas for it?
Well, he and I had been talking for years about doing a version of My Fair Lady, because we thought it might be quite good fun. And he was due to do a new production at the Theater Basel in 2010. And they weren't sure what to do. And then he discovered that they were going to be doing a full-scale version of My Fair Lady, in German translation, of course, on the main stage of the theater, because it's a theater which has three different stages. And it has a ballet company, it has an opera company, it has a theater company. And so he thought that it might be a good idea to take the idea of My Fair Lady and run a parallel show which, well, not exactly satirized it, but just looked at the whole world of this, of language and the inability to communicate with people from a different point of view. Because My Fair Lady is all about language and about power relationships, about forcing your will on other people. And for me, it was very relevant because, as a Scot, as I've said elsewhere, you never feel as if you have a grip on your own language, because there's always some person in authority, or there was when I was young, saying, "You can't speak like that," you know. So, as a Scot, you feel disempowered, and that's what the basic theme of this play is, really. The fact that sometimes you're empowered, sometimes you're disempowered, sometimes you're incapable. And language is a thing which is very evanescent.